Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. That's Hart bringing us back. That's Ann and Nancy Wilson, the sisters. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll go there and use it to your advantage. When you do, you can find Tim Irwin's suite on our website. Tim is with us right now. He's our guest, and he's been with us many times. He's been a longtime member of our Brain Trust, and so you can find the things that he's deposited with us over the years, some of the outstanding leadership ideas and practice, best practices that he shared with us, and all the other things. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter and on and on. Tim is with us. He's the author of Derail. That's your new book, right, Tim? You got a new one coming out, too, right?
Five lessons learned from catastrophic failures of leadership. We learn sometimes how to be a great leader by studying those who haven't been so great.
You know, it's the truth. It's amazing how dramatic those kinds of things are, and I'm glad you're writing that book. We expect to launch the new one on the show, by the way, Tim.
Well,
so be sure we do that.
In the last
segment, you were telling us about three things that you have to do to prevent yourself from letting your leadership derail, and you identify them as accountability, self-examination, and reading constantly. Talk to us about accountability.
Let me say first again, Jim, I mean, these people that derail in the spotlight, like Anthony Weiner and some of these others, they're entertaining and tragic all at the same time. What I'm really concerned about, though, is us. I mean, the people that are listening to your show, the normal people who are out there running small businesses.
Me too.
So these are things that I think we have to be careful for. First, accountability. We all need to be accountable to someone. We all need a personal board of advisors. Personal board of directors. Even though your company may not have technically a board, you need two or three people. I have three or four guys that I routinely talk with about decisions I'm considering, and I get them to challenge me. I want somebody who's going to speak truth into my life. I want somebody who's not afraid to tell me the truth. If I'm starting to err on something, then I want them to tell me.
I'll tell you something else. I think if you really have character, you don't want to let your people down. You don't want to let your employees down. You don't want to let your customers down. I mean, that's a pretty strong motivator for me, I think.
Well, and again, as we said in the earlier segment, all those things, the trust of our employees and the trust of our customers is based on our confidence and on our character. And the character,
right,
I think, is the harder of those two to master.
Right. What about self-examination? One of the things that we've talked quite a bit on the show before, that I learned a long time ago, is something that when I was with Xerox, they taught me about self-analysis. I think that's similar to self-examination.
To have that experience, to have that training, Jim, because I think we all, and none of us like to do that. I mean, it's kind of hard to sit down and really think about my life and think. It's hard work. But we all need these periods of regular, intense self-examination. One of the things that I try and do is keep a journal. And I write in this journal. I write about what I'm thinking, what I'm feeling, what I'm considering doing. And I really try and get honest with myself, because there's a common denominator among these derailers, and that is they lack self-awareness. Can you believe that? They lack self-awareness. These are people
That's hard to imagine, isn't it?
It is. But that's a common denominator among all the people that I've studied. Is they haven't really looked inside themselves. And that's what I was quoting.
The thing that I was taught was how to do self-analysis around a sales call. And so you make a sales call, then after you're out of the call, you sort of replay the whole movie of the call in your mind and evaluate yourself. And, you know, you do a pretty tough job on yourself there. What did you do right? What did you do wrong? And so what you find out is that the post-call analysis becomes a pre-call analysis, because you're going to make another call. And so that was a great exercise that I learned. It can hurt, but it will make you get better.
Absolutely. Hey, do you remember Dennis Kowalski? Is that name ring a bell?
Yeah, it
and
does.
He was the CEO of Tyco.
Yeah,
and
I remember.
One of the things that came out in his court case was that he had spent company money to buy a personal shower curtain for his Manhattan apartment. You know how much the shower curtain cost?
Nope.
$6,000. And he used company money to buy a shower curtain. Now, what was he thinking?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if he had really stopped and thought about that, but, you know, it's like Tiger said, hey, I convinced myself that normal rules don't apply.
Right.
I mean, anybody knows you don't spend company money to
buy
something.
Yeah, that's
like
the problem
that
we got with Washington and Wall Street, I think. What about the last one? First one was accountability. Next one was self-analysis. Now you say read constantly. What do you mean?
Read constantly. We've got to be reading important business publication. You're about to talk to Steve Forbes. Read his magazine. Read the Wall Street Journal. These are important publications because as you read about what other leaders are doing, very often we'll get insight into ourselves. We see where these people got off track. I read a lot of fiction, by the way, because I think we learn a lot from fictional characters.
Hmm.
So it's kind of an extension of point number two, regular self-examination. But
someone once said to me, the person you become in 5 years will have a lot to do with the books you read today.
There's no question, and that's a reflection of the people we meet and the things we read and the thoughts that we have.
Yeah, I agree with that. Hey, Tim, give us that website again, please.
DrTimIrwin.com, DrTimIrwin.com.
You can find his books there or also wherever books are sold. Hey, Tim, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Hey, Jim, great being with you.
We'll see you next time. Tim Irwin, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I will be, too, after these messages, 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.